Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There's some news possibly on the Penn State front. In their head coach search, here's a couple of headlines. Why the Ohio State Buckeyes could lose Brian Hartline this offseason. The odds of the Ohio State football team losing Brian Hartline just got higher. Big Ten offensive coordinator emerges as candidate for Penn State job. So, yes, there are more and more reports coming out now that the offensive coordinator for Ohio State, Brian Hartline, is a candidate for the Nittany Lion football job.
Yeah, he's got NFL experience. Sure, part of it was with the Cleveland Browns. That's a little dicey.
Hey, you never know. Now, he hasn't been a head coach, so when you hear people go, all right, what about experience? And then others say, but you know how many greats, you know, didn't have head coaching experience. Sure. I mean, you can also say there have been clunkers as well. But he does have the record as a coach in that, you know, as an offensive coordinator. He does have a national championship ring. He's still a young guy. He's in his 30s. There are people I saw that say he'd be great, but when the coach leaves Ohio State, wouldn't he just go back there again? And I'm like, well, if you do really well at Penn State, why would you leave? But it's all about the money, I think, anyway.
I am kind of fascinated by the contracts that they must sign, because the fact that, you know, Matt Rhule has a chance to leave and go to a division team. Like, it's weird to me that there's no non-competes internally, that they can just go, oh, yeah, I know I have a contract, but I'm out. I guess they just don't want people who don't want to be in those jobs to stay. Maybe that's it. But, that guy, Brian Hartline, fits all the boxes I would check with the exception of experience. If you're not going to go for a massive name, go with someone who would hurt one of your biggest division rivals, Big Ten rivals, Ohio State. And
Because you're not just gaining somebody, you're taking somebody away. Now, that doesn't always work out, right?
I think we got the defensive coordinator from Ohio State. How'd that work out? Oh, we've
Well, you know, that one takes years for them to understand. I love it when you have
We don't have years, Nancy.
You have a defense that is so complicated that they say it takes multiple years for them to figure it out. I'm like, that seems like a problem, especially in this whole name and image likeness thing where people can just pop around wherever they go if they don't feel that they're utilized well. It's a whole new world. I'm just amazed at long-term contracts. I mean, do you think you're still going to see these 10-year contracts if people can just pop out?
It's
after
crazy.
A few years, it's really crazy. Yeah,
and by the way, his age, you said he's 38. Yeah. Paterno was 39 when he got the job. Franklin was 41. And let's disregard Bill O'Brien. Forgot to look him up. But like, that's the kind of, historically, that's, I think, the right age. You want someone who can kind of connect with the players and has a long future ahead. But like you said, I think that future may include Ohio State.
Yeah.
I would really consider that as a red flag.
That what?
That he could possibly leave for your biggest competitor. Sure, you're taking him up front.
Well, I mean, I think if you is Ryan Day going anywhere anytime soon? Mm. Don't know.
You never know.
Right. I mean, who knows? I really think money is a lot of what this is all about. But I mean, honestly, as a fan, would be more open to a Brian Hartline than a Matt Rhule I think Matt Rhule is like...
I think I soured you on Matt Rhule, and I feel bad because
No, I don't. No, you didn't. I've read a lot about him before, you know, you and I had talked about him. And nothing... You know, I don't obviously know the guy, and I, you know, I don't follow their, you know, his team a lot, but it just seems like from looking at it, he's more of like a Franklin 2.0. It's just,
maybe
I don't see that excitement or enthusiasm that, you know, especially from others. Even when the Heartline news went out, it seemed like a lot of people were like, hey, that might be a good idea.
You know, it shows you where they're looking too. It's not like they're just going to big names, because Brian Hartline,
which some
not
people are
name.
Disappointed by. Some people are saying, you know, you need the big name to get the recruits. But I don't know. Does he have enough with Ohio State to still get people who say, oh, that, you know, could be an interesting idea? We'll see. I mean, that's just the only one to come out now. There's some reports that are saying that they supposedly want to have this thing decided by Thanksgiving. But if he's still in this thing until January, would they ever announce that they're leaving after a season before it ends?
Would it be like the players who are like, oh, I'm going in the draft, so I'm not going to play in the championship game? Would the coach just go, I'm going to a different team, I will not be coaching, good luck?
Yeah. What do you folks think about a Brian Hartline as a coach?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.